Blog Talk Radio.
Just say it one more time. I've had some good days.
relationships don't work between black people, racism and white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated, racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive, racism and white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in, racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think, racism and white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From L.A.
flow
to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. Chicago.
Community into their community, it's not for care. Doing is create employment for the people in the community. And once you can create some employment in the community where you live, it will eliminate the necessity of you and me having to ignorantly, disgracefully, boycotting and picketing some cracker someplace else, trying to thank him for a job.
Well, one of the things tonight is meditation night, and I was talking to a doctor, and the doctor said, Bishop, people need to meditate because wearing those masks a long period of time is strict your blood flow in your lungs. And what you have to do for that, take a deep breath and meditate before that, and that would help that. I was at a couple of meetings, bishop meetings today, early this morning and this afternoon. I just got back in the studio. It was just like, don't nobody know what to do. Because there's nobody not following the guidelines of God. Your body can heal itself if you give it time to heal itself. But you got to give it time to heal itself.
Now, where you can speak holiness, where you can speak the master, the witches, the warlocks, the liars, those that come to work with you in the spirit realm, he's giving you the power. He was giving Jeremiah the power to be the ambassador of the world. So if he gave Jeremiah that power, we got that power. We don't.
And touch my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms.
Now, hold it. I'm going to stop right there. He said, this day, that means now, I put you over the nation, over the universe, and over kingdom. Kingdom means government. Okay? When people come together and pray, I'm going to give you an example. When black folks got together and voted, they changed the law, universal and spiritual law. See, what was going on when black people and their ancestors, those that's in the spirit realm, when they motivated people to get out and vote, we changed the history of America. Because what was happening, it was a hostile takeover by the Trump administration and some others. Okay? But when the people, when the spirit got the people up, people voted. They never voted. Old folks, young folks, it's, I got to go vote. I got to go vote. Where that come from? That come from the ancestors. That come from your great-grandma, great-grandma, that will refuse to let them vote. But we're not going to be refused to vote in 2020 going into 21. Read.
Then, see, I have this day stepping over the nations and over the kingdoms to rule out and pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
He has gave us to, now let me break that down for people that don't know. That means to move witchcraft, magic, all the evil that's been perpetrated on black folks and brown folks and red folks. Now, what I'm saying, that was a evil spirit has come to destroy the murder. I can't even mention all the murder that went on with black folks and red folks and brown folks. They brought us over here and murdered us. They murdered us before we got over here. And still the murder is still going on. But God had put us over all that. Read. Now listen to this.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen.
Stop right there. Stop. This is what Jeremiah said. God said, what you see, Jeremiah? He said, I see almond tree. And God said, you're looking good. And what that means, this year is the year of magic. Because I'm black, it's black magic. So you're going to see some things. You're going to hear some things, and you're going to rebuke some things in your personal life, in your family life, in your business life. And those that are poor are going to be rich. Those that are the outdoors are going to be indoors. God is going to pour out his blessing. He's telling Jeremiah, what you see? And I'm asking you, what do you see? You know, you got to go back to your ancestors. You got to go back to grandma, great-grandma, go back to your mother's mother and say, I got to talk to grandma. I got to pray. And because he asked, what do you see? And you got to be a seer. Read on.
Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Now the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou?
Now he came the first time, God came to Jeremiah, God coming to you. That's the first time. This is what he said the second time he came to Jeremiah.
What seest thou? And I said, I see a feeding pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north, an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants.
He said, out of this pot you see from the north, evil come out. People from Europe, those people are evil. Read on. Go ahead on.
An evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land.
Now, he was saying, this is the evil that we see. Who was in the White House? It wasn't no black folks fighting black folks. It was white folks fighting the evil, fighting the good. All white folks ain't bad, but the evil from the north come to take over a power struggle. And if people can't see the warlocks and witches, something wrong with it. And he told Jeremiah, what do you see that's coming from me? He said, pop. That means a spirit. Read on. Just some heavy stuff. Good God Almighty.
For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdom of the Lord. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north, and evil shall push forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one's throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah.
He said, I'm going to call the good folks of the north to master the one that's trying to come in the kingdom. Who's trying to come in the White House? Those evil folks. But he's, I'm sending some folks that, some families live there, that's going to stay, ain't going to let you come into the White House and tear it up. See, that evil Shabbat tried to tear it up. But God said, Jeremiah, I'm going to send some people from the same color they are, ain't going to let it happen. Read on.
And I will utter my judgments against them.
God's judgment going against them. Read on.
Touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods.
Look, they have turned away from God. They've given praises to warlocks and witches and praising.
This is true that they have turned against God tonight. If you understand Romans 1 and 26, that's part of it. It's a divine law, and it's that divine judgment. And God gives divine law and divine judgment. Some of the stuff in 21 you're going to see. This is the year of magic for the black man. The things you're going to find out, the things you're going to know. I was reading last night out of Hitler's playbook, some of the stuff that went on with Hitler and some of the stuff that went on with us, with our ancestors, I shall say. It carried us to another level. But I just want you to know that everything is in divine order. And God is still healing and blessing. Don't forget, this is August. We're going into the 8th month. Happy birthday to you, Brother Jai. Happy birthday to you, Purvis Span and Dale. Happy birthday to you. And all the birthdays out there, happy birthday to you. This is the 8th month. We're getting ready to do some things, and things getting ready to happen. Now, I want to tell you, if you want your harvest, you got to plant your seed quick, fast. And then the lady told me, the bishop, I rushed the money to you. I said, what do you mean you rushed it? I said, all you got to do, put it in motion. When you put it in motion, she said, I went to the post office and I put it in motion. I come back and I found the money that they had sent me right under my tablecloth. And I've been looking, took the house up looking for it. But you, when I put that money in the air. Now, tonight, if you got a seed, if you got a need to plant your seed, it's harvest time. What I mean by harvest, if you got seed and you plant seed, you say what you want. You say, well, I need to plant this seed for my son, my daughter, my husband, my wife. And once you put it in good ground, things going to happen. I'm looking for overflow this year. I'm looking for people to be rich. And I'm looking right now at people being healed. Tumors of the brain. They're being healed from blood disease. They've been healed from cataracts and tumors, high blood sugar. They've been healed. They going to be healed. But the key of their healing, Mary, is they walk in the anointing of God. Thank you, Bright Star. Thank you, Sister Lisa. And I want to tell you, I'm praying for every letter, every telephone call. Kim, you supposed to give me a call. I didn't hear from you. I guess I was out with those preachers. I want tonight, for 5 minutes before you go to bed, I want you to just to meditate. You've been wearing that mask all the week. And if your kid going to school with the mask,
when you get home, you get your exercise for them for about 5 minutes. And this going to open your liver and your lungs up. Because when you wear that mask, one lady wore that mask, she passed out and hit a tree on the way going down south. But you got to understand, you need to wear your mask. But you, when you take it off in your home, you need to know how to exercise to build your blood count up to where it's supposed to be. You need to do that. And once you do that, things will happen.
And it is good. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High, thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night.
Oh, hold right there. It's a give thanks unto the Lord because that's the energy that we bring on, read on.
Okay, and to sing praise unto the name, O Most High, thy name, to show forth thy loving kindness and in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire upon my enemies, and mine ear shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. In the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still spring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show those that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. It stopped there, but it's gone down and scattered. The enemies are being scattered right now.
I feel the enemies have come up and come out the hole, the evil.
Yeah.
And now God is standing up, and we're learning from Dr. King, we're learning from Malcolm X, we're learning from our ancestors that if we stay with God, we're going to overcome. Because that scripture says they're going to go away.
They'll be scattered. That's what it says, scattered. It says the wicked that rise up against me. It says my on verse 11. It says my eye also see my desire on my enemy.
He said my eye will see the desire on my enemy.
On the enemy, yeah.
Okay, read on.
And my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me.
Now your ears gonna hear. That means you're gonna hear the bad sounds that things rise against you. They're gonna go away.
Yeah. And that's what we're hearing with all that's going on now.
And with 21, this all is going on all over the land. This is happening.
Yes.
And it's showing
what
us.
What it's saying here is on verse 13, it says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord. That means your soul.
Your
God,
faith.
Right.
Yeah.
God.
That's the heart.
That's the heart. It says, the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. So we got to be right with God.
Whatever you're doing, you got to be right with God. That's right.
That's right. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory, do unto his name, worship the Lord in the beauty of...
Worship, hold it right there. Worship means that you worship God, you praise him. See, people don't worship God, and that's the problem. They go to church, but when you worship God, body, mind, soul, and spirit... And Dr. King, worship God, and as you worship God, things around you can't stay. Read on.
Yes. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, and the God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. Now, remember, waters means people, humans.
Yeah. Yeah. God's voice is on many people.
On the people right now.
His voice is on many people. So, what that really means, justice. Go on.
After talking about the voices on the waters, it says the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
Uh-huh.
divide the flame of the fire. That's the power to be in the prayer of the Father, yes.
Yeah, just see that, let you know, God is so powerful. He break all that up. And it's 2021 is the year of magic. Because I'm black, it's black magic for me. That means whatever we do, the voice of the Lord going to endow love. If you decree a thing, God going to make it happen. I decree right now the stimulus going to come. It can't nobody stop it. I just decree that. I decree your money.
Showing you lies on
the enemy, all your evil, your lies, your fighting, your block have ended. You got to say, this is it. It ended.
Yeah.
It ain't no more. Because I'm climbing up the mountain. I'm on top of the mountain.
Yeah.
I'm looking over. I'm claiming the promised land. I'm claiming what God promised Abraham, what God promised Jacob, what God promised your mama, your daddy, your ancestor, the promises of the Almighty God lay in the tomb of the ancestors. And the ancestors have rose up and said, this is the ancestors speaking. See, when you get God, the ancestors still speak. Mama, daddy, somebody, they might be, they're not with you physical, but they're spirit. They're waiting for this time to speak to you, man.
Break every chain. Break every chain, bitches. Break every chain. By your powerful mouth, your word.
The word will change the world. And I was, I want to say this. You got white folks, black folks, brown folks is living for God. And they're not going to bow to wicked and evil. They're not going to bow to power.
Yeah.
Nothing but the power of the Almighty God.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Somebody getting healed.
He says, the God destroyed cities. Their memorial is prepared with them.
God destroyed cities that is wicked.
Yes.
See, this COVID-19 ain't no accident. God is destroying evil, wicked that come up from the earth. I'm not evil demons. What's going on now, not just Chicago, in the whole world, is evil. God is destroying it, and he's going to get his angel to come to clear the house up.
Yes.
Read on.
But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge to times of trouble.
Those that are poor, those that are in trouble. When you're in trouble, you don't know. When you don't know where you're gonna eat at, you don't know where you're gonna sleep at. God is the refuge, man. You got to go back to God. You got to go back and lift your hands up and say, Lord, here am I don't know nothing. I got you giving to me. He's saying, I am it. You don't get nobody. This is it. If you come to me, whatever you need, whatever you want, you got it. But you got to ask for it. You ask not, you have not. And somebody right now, somebody we speaking to in the spirit, you know, I ain't seen them, you ain't seen them, but this word we speaking going out in astro. Help is on the way. Read.
Yes, Lord. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwell in Zion. Declare among the people his doing. When he maketh his inquisition for blood, he remembereth them, for he forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord.
Have mercy upon me.
My trouble, which I suffer them that hate me. Thou that lift me up from the gates of death.
I want you to stop right there. See, when it says, have mercy upon me, we have been the hated people of the world. The black man been hated from the beginning, but all we got to holler, have mercy. And God gonna give mercy and give grace and favor. I want to say favor. You've been suffering with your business. You've been suffering with your church. The devil coming to you, but I said mercy and favor. God gonna give favor quick, fast, and in a hurry. On this Martin Luther King week, favor comes. On the Martin Luther King week, they had a war at the city. They went to the, they went with guns to try to destroy some a building, but you can't destroy the building in my heart. You can't destroy the love and the joy is in people's heart. I say, read.
It says, the heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, and the net which they hid in their own foot taken. Hallelujah.
Now, all that crooked stuff is coming out in 2021, and the ditch been dug for us for a long time. But our mama and our grandmother, our ancestors, is pulling her up out and looking and saying, all is well.
Oh,
reach up
yes, they are. Yes,
for
they are.
The moon.
Yes,
if you fall, you're going to fall on a high star anyway. So all is well. I want to say that to somebody. All is well right now. Not tomorrow. Now. Your healing is now. Your money is now. Your joy is now. Your love is now. But you, if you don't speak it, you can't have it. You got to say all is well, and I claim it. So you got to decree some things. Jeremiah decreed. And God said, I'm going to speak to your lips. I'm going to speak to your inner man. I'm going to speak to you. So you decree it. And what you have to do, you have to say it. And keep saying it till it come to pass. Read.
That's right. The Lord keep repeating. He says, the Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is near in his own, in the work of his own hand. Hallelujah.
The wicked
shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God.
Mm-hmm.
For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, and let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight.
Let the heathen be judged in the sight of God, in the sight of you. Don't you see heathen coming out? People got positions, got money, but that ain't enough. They still want to prosecute the poor. They want to talk race hate. They want to talk about mass murder. But all them that throw that out is coming back to them. What goes around comes around 360 degrees. So what's up is down, and what's down is up. So what I'm telling you, God is God right now in 2021. You're going to see some miracles happen. You're going to see some breakthrough. You're going to see people going to the next level. All you got to do is hold on. Don't let nobody persuade you not to praise God. Don't let nobody praise you not to say, you're a man of God, I'm a woman of God, and I'm standing on it, and all is well. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. If I can get that to our young folks, if I can get that to our seniors, and I'm telling you, God is going to turn some things. He was giving Jeremiah the power to be the ambassador of the world. So if he gave Jeremiah that power, we got that power. Read on.
And touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdom.
Now, hold it. I'm going to stop right there. He said, this day, that means now, I have put you over the nation, over the universe, and over kingdom. Kingdom means government. Come together and pray. I'm going to give you an example. When black folks got together and voted, they changed the law, universal and spiritual law. See, what was going on when black people and their ancestors, those that's in the spirit realm, when they motivated people to get out and vote, we changed the history of America. Because what was happening, it was a hostile takeover by the Trump administration and some others. Okay? But when the people, when the spirit got the people up, people voted, they never voted. Old folks, young folks, is I got to go vote. I got to go vote. Where that come from? That come from the ancestors. That come from your great-grandma that will refuse to let them vote. But we're not going to be refused to vote in 2020 going into 21. Read.
See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
He has gave us to, now let me break that down for people that don't know. That means to move witchcraft, magic, all the evil that's been perpetrated on black folks and brown folks and red folks. Now, what I'm saying, that was a evil spirit has come to destroy the murder. I can't even mention all the murder that went on with black folks and red folks and brown folks. They brought us over here and murdered us. They murdered us before we got over here. And still the murder is still going on. But God had put us over all that. Now listen to this.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou?
God was speaking to Jeremiah. Like God spoke to Dr. King, Malcolm X, and all that. God spoke the word. Can't dismiss that. They say, well, that ain't happening. It's happening quick, fast, and in a hurry. And that's what I was saying with Dr. King. It's happening. You can't erase that. Because it's there and happening. And it's been happening for a while. You can't erase that. You can't erase the racism, the white supremacy. You got to embrace it and deal with it because it's what's been happening to us for many a year. And as it happened to us, it makes us realize that we have to stand tall in order to overcome the evil that was going on. And I was speaking about it. And Dr. King talked about the three evil principles.
Racism and militarism. With this powerful commitment, we shall boldly challenge.
And he talks
about an unjust moraine, and thereby speed the day when every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. May I say in conclusion, that that is a need now more than ever before for men and women.
Dr. King was talking about the racism that come out of hate.
Justice is a reality for all men. The fact is that capitalism was built on the exploitation and suffering of black slaves. Thrive on the exploitation of the poor, both black and white, both here and abroad. Services in return. The way to end poverty is to end the exploitation of the